Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello LA, Ilana Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. I welcome everybody who are listening to my show. Thank you so much again, people who for the first time tune in to Accent On. I think everybody will be liking this show. This is a show about people with an accent who are living in America, and sometimes they also are calling from outside of America, people who are successful in America. Accented people like me, Polish, Eastern European accent. My guests today, they have cool accents. We'll be introducing them soon. But also Accent On is very unusual radio show. Sometimes I would like to think that people are interested what really Ilona Europa likes or doesn't like. Then sometimes I'm just putting accent on topic that I think is very important to me. And if it's important to me, will be important to all of you, I hope. Okay? Today we have this unusual show. I just love when I have this special two guys in the studio because they are coming, I think, maybe fourth or fifth time already. In last 2 years, we have very wonderful, hello, new guest also. And I don't want to be mystical, but I think I need to start my show with a little bit of music because that's what we always do when my guests are entering the studio. Play this song, Step Into the Culture, by Ilona Europa and Jerry Jones, mostly when my gorgeous guest is with us in the studio, Dawood. Hello, Dawood Rostai.
Hi, Ilona. Good afternoon.
Listening people to this voice again. Hello, Davud. Can you say one more time hello to us?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I just love his voice. He's like magical. And Davud, he is a magical painter, artist, king of cryptorealism. This is a style that you really didn't develop, but you perfected, I think, yes? And I know that you'll be talking a little bit more about your paintings and first and foremost about your tour to Europe, because you're a very busy guy, and I'm so lucky that in last, you know, a few weeks, I saw you a few times with friends of mine in your place. I had the pleasure to just also bring producer from Swedish TV, and hopefully we'll be doing reality show about you. Then, you know, I know that you are like flying, going and coming back and just painting. Hello again, Davud.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, Ilona, you know, we was in Europe, in Monaco, in Switzerland for exhibition. Yeah, my painting, my message, you know, all is love, is harmony between all the human, between the human and nature and all the animals. It's harmony between all the universe, world of infinite perspectivism. The God is one, but his perspective is infinite.
Wow.
It's like my art.
I don't know. You know, you need to just be next to Davud to understand his beauty in and out. He's really one of the coolest men I ever met. You know, he's a purist. I just love so much about you. And the way how you speak, well, how you describe your feelings, your moods, the way how you paint or your view, what is life for you and why you are who you are. It's just really, really unusual and, you know, unexpected sometimes. First, we see this very, very great-looking man who loves to entertain his muscles, if I can say like that. You are really very well, I don't know how to describe, built guy. And you spend a lot of time to take care of your body also, yes?
Yes.
Then you're a good-looking guy. You like to put the great clothes on you. And again, everybody who ever see this name, Davud Rostai, and is see, you know, that you are in town, they need to go and see the gallery that you are there and see how gorgeously you look. You look like prince. You have this amazing clothes. You bring the mystique with you. And paintings are the most important. But you and the paintings, that's the together, gorgeous, gorgeousness together. And I found out when we were talking to my sweet friend from TV that you really are a prince. Is this possible? Do I have prince in my studio? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. My grandparents, my mother and father, both of them, they are from the different dynasty from Iran. The father is from Qajaran and the mother is from Zandia. But, you know, for me, be the true king or prince that must be in your inside, in your heart. When you love all the people and you want always something good for this world, then you are prince of your life.
And I know you mean it, what you are saying. I know you for almost a year and a half right now. And, you know, I saw so many letters from so many presidents. Our Obama, President Obama and Clinton and Jacques Chirac. And I know your paintings are in Vatican. I know that you have letters. Thank you, Davud. Thank you for just being so, can I say, charitable, because you really are devoting so much of your paintings and giving away in a way to raise money for a lot of wonderful causes. And you're right, to be a prince, you must be a king in heart. And your vision of who you are is to just be a king in your heart and give away almost everything what you have. Which I don't know if in capitalistic world this is the best of way to live life. And God, thank you, you have with you your manager, because without manager, I don't know, Davud, life will be not easy for you. Okay, I think. Hello, Edward Nader.
Hello, everyone.
My gosh. Behind every artist need to be great manager. And I really think that is 100% true. Everybody is fighting. Oh, will you be somebody if you will have no great manager? And sometimes artist said, I am the best. And then manager says, you'll be nothing without me. You know, obvious, you know, manager is right, too. It's in the middle. The people need to just, not only manager need to manage it, but it need to be some type of great love, trust, and just friendships, almost like family part. And you know what? I see this between both of you, knowing that every morning you have a breakfast with Davut, and you are the one who just taking care of what he eats, because Davut just forgets that he lives in this world, and we sometimes eat, you know? He just paints and things, and he's just gorgeous, amazing human being. But thank you, Edward, for keeping him a little bit on this earth and feeding him and just taking care of his business.
Thank you, Alona. Thank you very much. I think you're too nice to us, and we love you for that. I have to say that he's really my brother. I love him much more than my real brothers, honestly.
Oh, my gosh.
And he knows.
That's the truth. That's really cool.
During this past 2 years, which I've been with him and working with him, I really learned a lot. And all of the people all over the world, no matter if you are black, white, or you are different religion, or Muslim, Hinduism, or Jewish or Christian, he believes that you really have to be a real human being. That's what I learned from him, and that's why I love him much more than my own brothers. And that's the truth, honestly, God.
Yeah, you know, 2 years, and I know it's a big push right now on what Davut is doing, and he is everywhere right now. I think like a few months ago, the first stop was in New York, I think.
No, first was in Miami.
Okay.
About 6 months ago, we had Art Basel in Miami. Then a month after, we went to New York. Then we went to Monaco. And last week, actually 10 days ago, we went to Switzerland. So we had art shows all over.
Because he's like a pop star.
Yeah, he is.
And I know that thousands of people are seeing him on every of these exhibitions. He has... This is not like for 500 people. It's not like a gallery that we come and drink wine and just, you know, talk to each other. There's thousands of people coming
through. Over 200,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, Monaco was over 250. In Switzerland, was probably close to 200,000 people. And especially when he starts painting live in our booth, that's why all of the other booths are empty. Everyone come and they gather around him and really adore him the way which he... Especially since he's painting with his bare fingers without using any brushes. That's what is amazing, everyone. And that's why the people, they come and gather around him.
We just need to little stop and again repeat, because I think people maybe didn't get it. Imagine Davut, mystical man. He really is looking like Prince of Arabia. And he looks gorgeous. His canvases are big. Sometimes bigger than garage wall, and I saw a few of them, and they're heavy. I don't even know how you transport all of these things. That's fun to hear, because it's again like a pop star. You have this, all this equipment, and you need to load and unload, and cost money. And but anyway, you're right. He's a showman in the bestest way, because he can capture people's attention in a second. Like you say, people will gather right away when his 10 fingers. And his face and eyes are somewhere, I don't know where, but always in his own world. And colors, I understand David will talk to us about this, but he already has them like pre-imagined in his head, that he knows where his finger on which color is like reaching out. And then he start painting. I had the pleasure with my daughter and a few of my friends to be in his place when he painted one of his paintings. Wow. You know, obviously I wanted to stay for many, many hours until it would be done, but I couldn't, because there was takes many, many hours to finish the big paintings. But yeah, he is just one of the kind. And crypto realism, you know, also is something that is not like everybody heard about this or just has a right to easy way of finding out if they cannot stand in front of the painting and just see the layers and the many, many messages that one painting can give it to us, okay?
Exactly. Well, crypto realism actually means invisible to be visible. So if you are standing really in front of a painting and you stare at them for, let's say, 2-3 minutes, you will see a lot of images behind layers and layers of the paint. And if you take the canvas upside down or sideways, you will see a lot of other images. That's why they call it cryptorealism, or invisible to be visible.
And sometimes they seem like they are multidimensional.
Exactly.
You know, and exactly. Yes. But like you say, sometimes also sorry, David, you are here and we are talking about what is message behind you, or, you know, paintings, but we know better because we just look at them and we want to see what we want to see. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what art is anyway. Everybody interprets the paintings and art in their own way. We'll let you talk, David, in a moment. But still, Mr. Manager, packing, unpacking, this must take days to just get him ready on the road.
Absolutely. We have to, each actually exhibition we have to send the painting about 2 months in advance. Different. Right now we are getting ready for China, which will be about 4 months from now. So we're preparing the thing and we have to send it by the, packing it and send it by the plane, which costs, as you know, a lot of money for the packing wood. Actually, boxing.
So heavy.
Insurance is, the people, they come pick it up and they send it. We just have to pay money. Heavy is not a big deal.
Okay,
paying is very important.
You're right. We have people who do that.
Yes.
They need to move.
They come and they just send it. But I wanted to go back to the large painting which you said.
Yeah.
We have about 6 or 7 of the painting which are 8 foot by 12 feet. We have one about Black history. We have one about Jackson family.
Yes.
Actually, it's 2 about Jackson family, which has...
We're talking Michael Jackson.
History, yeah. Complete history of Jackson. Then we have a lot of others about the children, about the happy world, about gun control, especially the kids which have been killed in different universities. We have one very large one about that. And we have one which is peace. They are actually accenting each other. One is about killing, and the other one is about the peace in the world. Those are the ones which they are almost impossible to move them, because they are extremely heavy.
Boy, when I saw them in the garage, and just they're so gorgeous and so amazing, like you said, it's like history there. You can stay and listen to Davut talking every corner. He's moving from left to the right, and you know, then you see like film almost, you know, passing you by. That's very, very cool. And I know he will be back, because it's like just not enough of Davut ever. We need to know more and more about him. If you want to find out a little bit more about Davut, right away, let's say where we need to go.
Actually, the best way, if you Google his name, just put Davut, D-A-V-O-O-D. Before you put on Roustai, you will see Roustai. That's the very first name. It comes Davut Roustai, which is R-O-O-S-T-A-E-I.
Yeah, but really, you can just say Davut, and then
the rest comes.
Remember R, and if you see R, also you know this Davut, and you can just find a lot of paintings. You just can imagine what we are talking about right now. If somebody would be interested in purchasing one of these paintings, I think they need to go to the boss, mister.
Yes, they can call me. My telephone number is 818-469-4242, Edward Nader. And
email?
Yeah, ednader@att.net.
Slowly. A-D-E-D?
E-D-N-A-D-E-R @att.net.
Okay.
And I answer every one of my emails right away.
Yeah, you are really gorgeous. I know, because 2 years, I cannot imagine in any artist's life, you know, you wake up and you have 12 months, 16 months, so many things happen. So much is happening in his life right now.
Right.
And I know, I see his, he always smiles right now. You know, yeah, artist needs the movement, needs to be seen and being just loved by the public, and having this right to be seen by 200,000 people here, there. I'm saying that's very important for Davut, I'm sure. Then thank you, Edward, for doing that.
You're quite welcome. But one thing which probably don't know, 2 eyes he painted blindfolded. Closed eyes, they're completely blindfolded. He just had the paint, and he knew which paint is where. He sketched the whole thing with his hand, and he put the paint on it completely for 2 hours, blindfolded.
God.
That's what...
Houdini!
Really.
Of painting.
That's the one which you did not see. You have two of them.
Yay! Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Yes.
I know we love Davud. He's a very unusual man. Today, also in the studio, we have another guest. Okay, it's maybe a gentleman who is your friend. Yes? Okay.
Yes, yes.
Hello, and you are a doctor, and always scares me when I see this doctor, because it doesn't matter what doctor you are, you're very smart, you know,
he's
having
a professor,
this DR this before, yes, yes, of course, then we know it's a years of education. Then welcome, Mr. Dr. Alex Parsinia.
Correct, and hello, everybody.
Wow. Okay, I, of course, introduced you that you are a very smart guy. And yes, everybody needs to agree because you are teaching, you are a professor in Pepperdine University.
That's right.
And also in...
I teach in a number of universities. I taught at Pepperdine for over 10 years in their executive MBA program, but also I'm the chairman at Delta International University.
That's very interesting. We'll be focusing a little bit about that because word international, this is something that Ilan Europa loves. We all have a cool accent, okay? Accents. America is just an amazing country. I think if you set your mind on a dream and you work hard, probably you achieve something. Maybe not the things that you really wanted to get, but you'll be very close to something. Or you can branch. I'm finding myself right now in a time of my life that I'm branching the places that I had no idea 10 years ago that I would be even touching, you know. Then just very exciting, even having my own radio show, which, like I say, sometimes my English is so funny, I cannot understand even myself. But people somehow understand that, you know, because that's what the street is about, yes? Okay, what is your accent?
I like to commend you. You know, the name of the show that you have, Accent, in itself, it's heavy duty.
Yeah.
It gives a message. It has a message. And I remember about the joke. When I first came to this country and somebody told me, you know, you have an accent. And I said, well, you know, this is the first time I'm finding out I have an accent because nobody told me.
You're right. I always say everybody has an accent, not my. I don't have one. But it's true. This country is just the coolest things ever. You know, we all live with this cool accents, unusual accents, and we can make or not make something of our lives. That's the choice that this country gives it to us. It's not so easy because obviously I and you and everybody would like to probably to be maybe even further that today's day is for us. And we have our crazy dreams. And I cannot wait to talk to Mr. Professor, Mr. Doctor, about your dreams. Because outside of being so smart, and I would love to little find out more about your books, what are you teaching, what are you doing? I know you also have hobbies. But I'm not talking knitting. That would be my hobby. Knitting. You are a screenwriter.
I'm a writer and I published 3 books and I published about like 20, 30 articles in national and international journals. But those are primarily related to business, finance, and economic topics. So they're very much related to our industry. But my passion actually right now is writing screenplay, and we're at the final phase of it. I have a co-writer, and it's about an epic historical event, and so I'm very excited about it. And actually, we're talking with some studios with the potentiality of being able to make a major motion picture out of it.
Everybody needs to listen. Everything starts from the idea, then hard work, maybe first dream. Then the idea is maybe something more tangible. Then you start working hard. Then you are like, oh my gosh, this will never happen. Then you have these ups and downs. Maybe. Then you're still working because, you know, you need to do that. I'm a songwriter and, you know, I'm writing songs and you never know which song really even people want to hear or want to listen. You just never know, but that's the art. You need to do it. If it's in you...
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
Need to...
And persistence, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people I run into, they're very smart, they have great ideas, but they don't have persistence.
Yeah.
And you know, in this game, if you want to be a player, you got to stay in the game.
You
can't get out
right.
of the game and say, well, I'm still a player. No, you're not.
Yeah.
So, you know, persistence, I think, is the key ingredient to be successful.
And then every morning when you have doubts in your head, you wake up, you know, and you have them because everybody has them. But you need to understand everybody has them. You need to shake them off somehow, somewhere, and you just have third coffee or whatever. Go with your doggy or two, like mine. One is blind. It's really tough to walk with him right now. You know, but you do this and you come back and you sit wherever is the nice place and you think and you start doing over and over again and great things will happen. Why I'm saying? Because I have so many great artists who are coming here to the studio and they play for the first time song and then 5-7 months later they are on the charts. Or like I say, I have a few movie makers from UK, from different people who are just talking about their project. And you know, 98% of guests that I have there, they accomplish what they wanted and sometimes even more than they wished for. One of the great guests on my radio show was Domenico Capuano. He's an Italian composer, a film composer. I was just charmed by his music. He sent me the score for the film that he was doing when he was still in Italy. And he asked me, can I just bring him to America, just sign for him and just, you know, sponsor him? Oh, gosh, obvious. Then my ex-husband, he was like, oh, Ilona, oh, my God, what do you want to do? We don't know even this guy. I'm like, I don't care. His music is so great. He's John Williams of today. This man need to be here. You know, year and a half later, he's already working on 3 movies. And a big, big, you know, then, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm plugging my Domenico Capuano, Italian composer, because he's the future of American scoring, music score, you know, when it comes to movies. Then, you know, you just need to sometimes reach out and help somebody and say, be part of something what I do, and magic will happen, okay? But now, because Ilona is all about music and we need to take a little bit a breather. Do we like happy songs or we like sad songs?
Happy.
Oh, gosh. Now then, let's do maybe Eternal Kiss again. This is the song that I will be promoting right now with Harry Towers of New York, radio promoter. And it's done by Club Junkies from UK. Eternal Kiss.
Stop beating. The moment is past, goodbye.
for listening. Eternal Kiss, Ilona Europa, and Club Junkies. Dr. Alex Persinia, I know that you are a friend, a really good friend with Davood, and something really good is happening because of you both working together.
As well as, with, of course, with Nader.
Okay, but boss is always there. We know it. Without boss, without Edward, nothing will happen. Okay, yes, doctor, could you explain us what you have, I want to say cooking, but you know, I know it's something really hot happening right now, yes? Something in China again, we are coming back. Could you describe a little
bit
more?
Sure. Yes. We are involved with more than one university, and of course, the universities we're involved in, they're involved in business as well as in film and entertainment and art. And so we have the principles of which are from China, from Shanghai. From Shanghai Film and Art University, which is the largest one in China. They have more than 30,000 students. And they're here in Los Angeles, and they're offering, of course, an invitation for Dawood and Nader that we will be going to Shanghai, and we will have a very significant exhibition. And of course, this is a university, so you know, there will be a lot of students, a lot of exposure. And for better or for worse right now, I mean, the financing and the investment, most of it is coming from China. So
wow.
It's a great opportunity, and of course, this is my pleasure that I'm involved in this project.
You are going with Davood and Edward to China?
That's correct.
Jealousy. Okay, congratulations. Beautiful. Again, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a lot of geniuses and great minds and business minds like an art to really taking care of the artist and let just really public enjoy who he is and what he brings to us.
When you know, some evening, sometimes, you know, we go there, have a glass of wine, and we sit down and discuss. And the beauty of Dawood is that he's really more of a philosopher. When you sit down and talk about different subjects, different philosophies, ideology, and his paintings is a reflection of his thinking.
Yes.
So you can connect with his way of thinking, as well as the way he basically represents those thinking and philosophies, in, which is about, you know, life, love, relationship, humanity, as well as the dark side of our world, you know, war, discrimination, all the negative side. So what you see in his painting, which really is amazing, is a reflection of the light as well as the dark side.
And we also need to say that Davood speaks perfect German. And one, I think first show that when you came to Accent On, you read poem in German. And you know what? This is a not easy language to like love or like. It's tough. But when you start reading your poem, that was really very melodically, beautifully. It was just beautiful, you know. And I'm hoping, Mr. Edward, that you have nothing more to do, but you need to translate the poems also. They need to be part of, you know, not only book with Davood's paintings, and inside you need to have just DVD with the time when he paints live that some people can just purchase in the store. And of course his poems, they need to be there, because like you said, he's a philosopher and he's deep, very deep thinker. And that's I don't know if it's unusual, we all think, but the layers of thinking are different.
You know, what I found out, Nora, is that people who achieve high peak in their own profession, they tend to be multidimensional. You cannot just have only one dimension.
Yeah.
If somebody is just a great painter, that individual is not going to be a super painter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, painting is as a form of art is really a reflection of thinking and philosophy, and
we need to reflect, and people need to just understand also in their own way the mood, the tension, the colors, the beauty of it or drama of it. You know, that's the, again, very similar to music, to art, you know, to what we see in the movies. You need to bring emotions, and paintings I don't know, you know, going and looking into painting, you want right away or you don't. Probably you cannot afford, because Davoud's paintings are very expensive. Very expensive. Edward, how expensive the paintings are. They are ranging, yes, but we need to not scare people. But some people for sure can afford the bestest of the best, you know, and they are ranging from...
25,000
okay.
to about 2 million.
Okay.
But I just wanted to add something else. I don't know if you do know or not, on August 13th,
yes,
there is an automobile show in Monterey, which actually Maserati and Bentley, they are going to be there. And all the high-end cars, which they start from $150,000 or $200,000 or more, and people come all over the world. And they anticipate probably about 250,000 people. So we will be there also. He already painted two cars from Maserati and one from Bentley, which we're going to take with us. And probably over there we will have the live show also. Actually, live painting,
mm-hmm.
and we will be there on August 13 to 17 for the show.
Great.
And after that, then we are going to go to China, then to Miami again by December.
That so sounds so good.
Three more.
How long in China?
12 days.
That's a really good vacation and work, whatever. I don't know if you call this work, but seems like vacation, meeting young people mostly and just having the right to just influence them in the right way, a way how you all of you decide to do it. It's just something so cool. Then thank you, because I know that, Alex, this is you who practically put this together in a way, yes?
Well, regarding the China trip, yeah, that it is. I also would like to mention that last year, actually, we recognized Davoud and his art by giving him an honorary doctorate degree in art, which was my pleasure. And actually, Davoud also donated one of his really significant paintings to our university. So this was really very...
thank you, Davoud. And we are saying university, and we are saying international university. Can we one more time send listeners to website that they could find out more little bit about?
Of course. At the name of our university, I'm involved in more than one university, but I'm a principal, chairman, and you know, and of course, I'm also a professor and I teach there. It's Delta International University. The website is www.delta/university.org, and I can, if people, our listeners, they're interested in our university, we have online programs as well as on-campus programs. We're primarily specialized
in business. Accounting, business, and...
Right, business management, and of course the functional areas of business such as accounting, marketing, finance, economics, strategy, and so human resources and so forth.
And you have people all around the world retaking
courses. Right now I'm teaching a class. We have about 40 in my class, and my class, I mean, right now with the new technology, universities have become global in terms of their orientations too. My class, my students are coming from Africa, from Middle East, from China, from U.S., from Canada. And so it's that kind of a mix.
That's amazing. That's really, really wonderful. And again, this Accent On show is about really people who can make something of themselves. They will, if they want to, they will find a way. And one of the way, if somebody dreams to be great-minded businessman like our guest, then they can go one more time, website?
The website is www.delta-university.org, and as well, if they're interested, my phone number is 310-962-0085. So if they have any information or if they request any information, I'll be more than glad to speak with them.
And everybody, of course, can go to LA Talk Radio on Accent On page. We'll be having this information, and also on our Facebook, that already links for the website is there, and we can find out a little bit more about who our guests are today. Davoud, I want to talk to you a little bit more. Okay. You know what? Life works unusual way. Like I said, I had amazing guests, two guests, but one of them was Gary Miller, who is a founder of RAT. And this is an organization who is fighting child slavery, trafficking, and is called Iraq Against Trafficking. And Gary Miller is internationally renowned music producer and songwriter. Oh my God, he produced David Bowie, Simple Red, Cher, Donna Summer, Lionel Richie. Just this amazing organization wants to put two CDs, 24-track CDs with the biggest names in the industry, and they want to give 100% of whatever profit will come from this two sets into this cause, you know. And We Are the World, We Are the Children, that many, many years ago was very successful. Right now, Mr. Gary Miller, who was here in the studio and talked to us, he just will be doing this probably very successfully. But I was a few days before in your place with the TV people, and we saw these amazing paintings, because we know you are a philosopher, you really feel for people, you give $25 million to charitable, you know, organizations. And then what I saw the paintings. You just finished painting. Can you explain us this painting?
Yeah. That was one painting about the girls in Nigeria. And
300 girls taken away from the schools, and we don't know what's happened, and we don't know where they are. And you just painted the paintings, and I was there, and just 2 days, 3 days later, I just met on Accent on Gary Miller and RAT, Rock Against Trafficking, and then what I said, yes, we need to put these guys together, because we see that probably Davood can be beautiful part of, I don't know, cover, CD cover, or paintings, or events. You can paint live when rockers will be, you know, playing live. And what the coolest things ever was, when we all came to your place, you knew each other from 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, very good friend of me, Gary is great, great guy.
I cannot believe it. You know, you just, that's what I love about people with great minds, and people who are, I don't want to say educated, people who just care about another human being, because you can always help to get people together, mix them, match them. Or you can say, too much trouble, I don't know, maybe trouble will happen if I will put these two people together. And a lot of people do not like to match make, you know, friends with their own friends, thinking, oh, they're my friends. I love everybody to like commingle and see what good things can come up because of that. Then I think that was the coolest, things ever.
Absolutely.
I was like, oh, I know you. You were in my studio. I saw your paintings. It was just cool. And hopefully we'll be working together on this project, and something great will happen.
And Gary had also, you know, he had a great idea for mixing the music and art both together for
painting live in time where the Slash is playing, or what Fergie is singing, or jazz, John Lennon's son is singing, or Pink will be there, and maybe Stevie Wonder, I think, is already signed. And they have an amazing amount of great names, you know, ready to just devote the time and talent to just give to the cause. Again, RAT this is Rock Against Trafficking, and Gary Miller, if somebody wants to check the site, please go and donate or think what you can do, how to help. Okay, we have 5 more minutes, and I don't want to miss anything, because the questions that pop up in my head, maybe they are not the same one that you all want to answer. Then I will start from Dr. Alex. Please, is there anything that you would like to add to Accent On right now? We have 5 more minutes. Is something important that you think we need to know about you? How many years you are in America?
I came to America when I was really young. I was 17 years old.
That is
I couldn't speak a word of English. And my father and my parents decided to send me here. And then I basically stayed here, you know, pursued my education until I got my PhD, the doctorate degree from Chicago. And then, Chicago was too cold for me. I moved to California, to sunny Southern California. And this is the melting pot. I think we're living in an interesting time where, in effect, I think we're moving to a generation where people are mixing. It's almost like we probably are going to end up as a mixed race.
I love it.
Down the road. And as a result, then there can't be any prejudice. We all...
And let's speed these things up. You know, then I don't know what we can do, but let's do that. Let's do this in any way that we can. Then you are going to China. You are going, you know, you already were so many countries. And now you bring your message of we are all humans. We are one, all in one, you know. And that's what is the most important. Thank you again, because Edward, without you, I don't know what will happen to David. He probably will never leave the house, and probably he'll be thinner, no food, no nothing, and what will happen, okay? And when I came to America 25 years ago, yes, I was doing okay in Europe. I have a bachelor degree in music business and music vocal training. Also, my daughter is studying USC music business also. Then, right. You know, it's like so weird when you do something and hopefully you are doing okay. Your child, even when you sometimes say, no music, do something else. God, thank you. She chose music business. I was studying vocal training, like I said. But now I'm moving more into music business also, because I'm producing, I'm recording a lot of people and dealing with radio show and working with a lot of non-profit organizations. Mostly they are a charitable organization. I just love it. I'm in some books about self-starters with billionaires, and Ilona Europa is there because I'm doing life my own way. And that's what I always like people to remember. We have our own way.
Well, this country is a magnet.
Yeah.
And I think it attracts people who have vision, who have energy, who have talent. And of course, you know, what's beautiful about this country is the fact that it welcomes people from all over the world. And essentially what's happening here, you know, we're talking about fusion, in food and everything else, but... this country was built by foreigners.
Yeah.
So, you know, the building block of this country, you know, was built by people who came from other countries.
And you are right. And you are an essence of that, because you are helping young people from all around the world to just get education the way how they can do it. Maybe sometimes from far away, via internet, probably some classes they can learn, they can study. You know, life is beautiful. Just let's help. If we see somebody that needs help, let's find a way to help them, you know.
And like education is becoming really so critical, because in our today's global environment, I mean, you really, it what's happening is that it's becoming a lot more complex, and the volume and of information is increasing at such a rapid rate.
Fast.
So as a result, I mean, you really need to keep up with what's going on in the world, and that's the key to being successful.
Yeah, and we need to take care of our children and teenagers. And David, you will be having amazing amount of young people in China loving you. Mm. I know they will be so dynamic, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, Edward, thank you so much for taking care of him and his business, and just making him available to public, because that's the coolest things. And again, thank you for coming. Today was big traffic day. I got smart and I just left like hour and a half before. I almost, you know, it's really the Sherman Oaks. You think it's so close to everywhere, but when you got stuck, you got stuck. We have 1 minute and I need to say bye-bye. Again, last time, website.
www.delta/university.org.
Beautiful. And your name?
I'm Alex Parsinia.
And your phone number, because that's amazing. You are giving us your phone number.
Sure. 310-962-0085. If you have any question, comments, anything I can do for you, our beautiful listeners, just please call me.
The same with Edward. Can you give us a website? Where we can find David. We said only David, but still,
www.davidrestai.com. Then ednader@att.net, ednader@att.net, and 818-469-4242. I love everyone.
That's beautiful. And we cannot really give away phone number for David Rostai. everybody would like that probably, but we cannot because he needs to paint. And that's all. He's not picking up phone calls. But we, of course, I think more and more we'll be seeing him around. And the next one is August 13, Monterey. Yes?
Right, exactly, yes.
And if people love to purchase very expensive cars, they can go there or they can just see David painting live.
Right.
And instead of Maserati or Bugatti, they can purchase one of the paintings.
Exactly.
This is not what we'll be doing. Right. I love you guys. It's so cool. You know, it's just great energy and so many talents. And just congratulations on everything, what
Thank
we
you.
All do. And myself too, because I think Eternal Kiss is a pretty hot song. And I need to say bye-bye today to the new music that Ellie Talk Radio gave it to me. But always this excites me. How this will be ending is a new first time. Accent on. Goodbye till next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.